us, ladies. So I hope that you are well, and I hope that you actually did your Wheel of Life exercise and you're not waiting for the weekend. We tend to wait our lives away, and there's really no time like the present. I think the sooner we know what's going on in our lives and we have that awareness, the sooner we can actually start taking positive steps in the right direction. So in the last episode, when I spoke about the Wheel of Life exercise, I said that I was going to be working with you and helping you to actually start prioritizing and make you aware of some of the tools that you can use now that you know what is out of balance and out of whack in your life, and you can set some priorities. Going to make you aware of some of the tools that you can use to actually start making real progress towards bringing those elements in your life into balance so that that wheel of life can actually run smoothly and it's not all jagged and, you know, broken-assed. So if you did the exercise, I'm sure that you would have found at least two or three areas. I think most of us, out of the eight, we've got at least two or three, some more actually, that are significantly lower than the rest. Areas that we can really improve. And what I find working with a lot of clients, especially people who work in corporate careers, the things that are often out of whack for career people, very ambitious, career-driven people, the things that are often out of whack is things like health and wellness. And I mean, I know this, I've been there, work 12, 14 hour days, we don't go to the gym, we don't get exercise. The only exercise we get is walking from one meeting to the next. So, you know, there's no chance of getting in your 10,000 steps. You're too tired to hit the gym, unless perhaps there's a gym in the building, or you're getting up super early. Here in South Africa, the commute to work is crazy and we don't have great public transport. So, you know, you can easily spend 2 hours in traffic on the highway just trying to get to work. So I know that we neglect health and wellness. That's a big one. Another one that I find with a lot of clients that they tend to neglect is personal development. So possibly they'll be doing things at work around professional development. You know, everyone can do an Excel course, right? Everyone can do a project management course. But not a lot of people actually spend time developing themselves personally. So I'd like to applaud you, because if you listen to this podcast, obviously you have prioritized personal development in your life, and you're very focused on actually improving yourself and becoming a better leader and a better version of you. So that is fantastic, and that's really a lot that you're actually doing to bring things in balance in your life. Another area that I find people often complain about is things like they haven't got enough time for their friends and their family, or enough leisure time. Some people complain about their finances being a bit of a mess. You know, they're in a lot of debt or whatever. So whatever it is, get that awareness, do the exercise, identify the areas that are significantly lagging behind, okay? And then let's start prioritizing those for you. You can use the Grow Coaching Model. I've shared that with you in a previous episode. I think it was episode 21. And you can also use the little Grow worksheet and the coaching plan and everything that is available on the Girl Boss Guide page on my website, deborahhartung.com. So you can use that to kind of set the goal and coach yourself out of whatever funk you've gotten into that has landed you in a place where you're neglecting health and wellness, or you're not seeing your friends very often. Okay, so that's one tool you can use. You're already aware of it, familiar with it, hopefully, and it's for free. It's available on my website. You can download it right now. Another thing that is for free is a tool that I learned about from Robin Sharma. And that is the 90-91 principle. It's super simple, right? Robin Sharma says that you should set yourself a goal. So whatever this is that you found on the Wheel of Life, whatever you want to bring into balance, health and wellness, finances, relationships, improving your career, improving some or the other skill, whatever it is that you want to identify as a goal. He says, take that one thing and then spend the first 90 minutes of your day, because those are your best, most productive, brightest, boldest minutes of the day. That's when everyone is at their best. Spend the first 90 minutes of your day working on that one goal, and do that consistently for 90 days. So that's basically for 3 months. That's for a quarter of the year. And if you do that, and I mean, I have done this and it is amazing. It is mind-blowing what you can achieve if you focus your best hours of the day working on something. If you're an entrepreneur and you're working on wanting to launch a new product or learn new technology, spend that first 90 minutes on doing this. It is amazing what you will achieve. And after 3 months, chances are you will have smashed that goal entirely. And if you actually implement this in your life, you'll find that in a 12-month period, you can actually take 4 goals and smash the hell out of them. Isn't that an exciting concept for you? Something simple as just focusing 90 minutes of your day working on something that is really important to you, that's really going to pay off dividends in your personal life, going to make you happier, healthier, a better version of you. So there's 2 tools that you can use. Go and do the Grow coaching on yourself, coach yourself, or sit with a peer or a friend, a colleague, someone that you trust. Coach yourself through whatever obstacles might be standing in your way. Realize how you've gotten to where you are and what you need to do to actually get unstuck. And then try wherever you can to actually apply the 90-91 principle. And you'll find progress might be slow, but remember what we say, progress over perfection. And after a month, you can either look back and have a month, 30 days worth of actual progress made towards a goal, or you can have another 30 days of excuses and regrets and reasons why you didn't or couldn't or wouldn't love yourself enough to work for your goals. So go do it. I know you can do this. I know that I can do this. We're in this together. It's not necessarily going to be easy, but it is so exciting to think that in 90 days, we could have achieved something amazing. In 30 days, even, we could have achieved something that we never dreamed possible. So get to work. I'll chat to you again.